Patterson with the Country Club, reporting from Branson, Missouri for Q104 Radio, and I'm visiting with Tony Orlando in the Yellow Ribbon Music Theater. Tony Orlando was Branson's Male Vocalist of the Year, Hollywood Walk star, Walk a Fame star, three times American Music Award winner. Q104 listeners, Mr. Tony Orlando.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you about Fausto Di Tomaso. Now, is he all right? Because I hear he gets mistaken for me on the... If anybody refuses an autograph on the street in town, you make sure it's not me. It's this guy right here, Fausto Di Tomaso. Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tony. Appreciate it very much. Tony, how long
are you? Welcome to Branson.
I'm good. I'm great. I'm nervous. I see, as you can see that. How long have you been performing in Branson?
Oh, we started here in 1993.
93. Fantastic show. We just watched a little 2 hours of energy, talent, I've never seen before.
Oh, thank you.
What's your opinion of the growth of Branson?
Of the growth.
Where it's headed.
Well, you know, the growth of Branson has been unbelievable. It's been a boom town. It's been handled well. I think the traffic situation down here that used to be complained about is now alleviated. There's ways to get in. There's ways to get out. And, of course, it's a town in which you don't gamble on your vacation. Pun. But the truth is, you come here to enjoy, and you come here to have a good time, and the lake and the fishing and the weather and the beauty of the Ozarks, it can't be beaten. You, as a Canadian, you know as well as I, you have a good eye for beauty, because there's nothing more beautiful than Canada, but you must admit this area is something special.
This is very, very good, with the hardwood and the maple and the colored trees. We'll be back in September, and this, you can't beat this for talent. You can't beat it for scenery, for people.
You know that we sit 65,000 people here for theater. Every single day, live theater. That's more people than any Broadway has ever sat, than any city in our country. Truly, it is an amazing thing when you think that there are theaters in this town, like the Grand Palace, that sit 4,000 people. You know, it's owned by Kenny Rogers, of course, part owner with the Silver Dollar City. And then you have Andy Williams Theater. That looks like something out of Architectural Digest. It's so gorgeous.
You know, Tony, something that I'd like to leave a message with Q104 listeners back home. We know the talents here. We know the beauties here. What I'd like to explain to the people back home is the low profile people like yourself take. Okay, like this interview was kind of goofed up a wee bit, and yet you said, "Hey, you're here for the interview. Let's sit down and do it."
Absolutely.
Well, from a person in my mind, from a Tony Orlando, that caliber of entertainment, that's priceless.
Well, that's what Branson is about. It's a communion between the performer and their audience. You know, most of the performers who are here have had a relationship with their audience for. Well, for me, it's 36 years.
They haven't forgotten where they came from.
And, you know, it's really for the people. I mean, we've been there. We've had our days in the sun. We've had our hit records. We've had our television shows. We've had our times on Broadway. And now, really, what we're enjoying is basking in the relationship and doing our show for old friends, people who've supported our careers for 36 some odd years. And what better place can you do it than in a surrounding like here?
No, you got the best. You got the best of everything. Tony, on behalf of Q104, the Country Club, and all the folks...
Q104!
That's our radio
station. Now, when you want to hear good talk and good music, you listen to
Q104. Sault Ste. Marie,
and it is beautiful in Sault Ste. Marie. I've been there.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. And again, thanks for your cooperation.
My pleasure. God bless.
Thank you.